World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hang on, you caught me doing something. Got me doing a little show prep here, just as we're going live. Let's see if I do that. Yeah. Hey, I'm whipped. Is it okay? Is it okay for me to say that? I'm whipped, and we're getting ready for the event. Fritz came in yesterday. I did a little mound tour with him yesterday. It's pretty cool. We're going to do communion. Hang in there with us before we get in it. But just off the top here, as we're getting ready to take communion, I just really, really just ask that you would cover some prayer this weekend. And we've got a lot going on. We have maybe, I don't know, neighborhood of 100 folks that are coming from all across America. And we've been laboring hard, man, to, you know, put the tent up. I didn't put the tent up, but we put the tent up yesterday. We've been cleaning. Steve Deck, and so I start mentioning names, I forget. Some guys came in yesterday, finally lifted the load on us a bit, but I'm worn down. I'm worn out. All right. My wife, God bless my wife. Cheesy criminy. We're worn down. And every time you get in the middle of something like this, you say, why the hell am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And I kind of feel, to be honest, kind of feel that. Yes. Where we are now, Chad's here and Fritz came in and people are coming in. Okay. So praise the Lord. But listen, I'm going to tell you something. We really covet your prayer. I really covet your prayers. You know, I don't say it much, right? I don't say it much. This is, we're really stepping on some devil toes this weekend. And what I mean by that is this whole narrative of the fallen angels, are they coming back? Whatever, the expose of extraterrestrials. I don't know if you're following that or not. The government's now starting to talk about extraterrestrials. And to help us in the church to understand it's not extraterrestrial, it's interdimensional. It's interdimensional. The awakening that's going on. Folks, I'm telling you, I've been getting some emails with some spooky stuff, man. Spooky stuff, because devil has a team. Don't ever forget that. They don't have a team. And let me tell you something. They play offense, baby. Huh? Oh, yeah. All the devil's team, they play offense. So I just, right now, we covet your prayers. That's all I can say. We covet your prayers. We have a great event that's gone. And just a lot. I wanted to live stream it. I didn't really get that set up. Spencer, God bless Spencer. He's going to drive all the way from North Carolina. When the show's over, he's going to come up here. And he's going to be here and help us run it. The guys that showed up yesterday finally helped take some of the weight off of our shoulder. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you something. This is, it may seem glamorous from where you sit, but it ain't glamorous. It ain't all glamour. And God bless my wife, who's cooked more meals for more people. And she's just so unbelievably faithful. That's all I can say. That's all. Yeah, Spencer, next time we'll plan to stream it. You know, yeah. Can I, do you know something? Look, just let me say this. We'll get it. I just got to vent. Not at most of you, okay? But I just got to say this. Christians are so cheap. Cheap. Bringing in this world-renowned expert and people bitching about $25 for a meal ticket. What the hell? What is wrong with us? We're supposed to serve. We're supposed to be givers. Huh? I'm not asking you to give. I'm not making a money appeal here today. I'm asking why are the biggest bitchers the Christians? You think I'm making it up? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So that kind of stuff wears us down, but we're good. We're moving forward. I ain't worried about it. Hey, come, please come. come. We're feeding you. All right, let me get off of that. Thanks for everybody who has shown up. The tent's up. It's all good. We're ready to roll. And I was with Fritz. I took Fritz. Fritz and I, my wife. we went to a couple of the mounds that we're going to take everybody to this weekend. It's just, it's pretty impressive. It's pretty amazing, friends. The lies they've told us and all that. I'm sorry. I didn't want you to have to jump in here this morning, hear about this. But let me say this again. As honestly and open as I can be, I covet your prayers. Cover us, would you please? Cover my wife and my family. Because you guys, I don't know if you guys know this, that when you're, a lot of times when you're actively involved in the gospel, the devil doesn't attack you personally. He attacks those around you. Attacks your family, grandkids, stuff like that. He's pretty much a coward. Devil doesn't really take you front on. He always comes in. He pokes you from the side where you're not looking. He slaps you when you don't even see it coming type thing, right? So we're not to be ignorant of his devices. And we just covered your prayer. Joe, I'm sorry to go on so long here. I know it's only 4:06 out there where you are. I appreciate it. And if you would, Joe, come on in. And hey, folks, you don't want to miss one. We'll show you. I'm just going to tell you. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead, Joe. Lead us in. Thanks for getting up. Lead us in communion. Hey, folks. Hang on, Joe. I'm just going to go quiet for a minute. I want to hear some of you out there say, who's going to pray for us? I just want you to say, I will. I want to hear it, because it's going to be a confession out of your mouth to the Lord that you're going to pray for this event this weekend. Go ahead. I'm going to wait a minute. Go ahead.
Amen. That's our goal. Right. We'll be praying.
Amen.
Amen. Praying for both of all of you, your whole family.
Amen. Amen. Always do.
Amen. 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 All right. Thank you. God bless you. Come on in, Joe. Let's go.
Okay.
Appreciate you getting up, Joe.
Well, appreciate it having something to get up for.
Amen, brother. Amen on that one.
Yeah. The reading this morning, everyone, is Romans 8, 31 to 39. What shall we then say to these things?
If God be for us.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
He that spared not his
own. Joe, I got to stop you a minute, Joe. That's an if. Hey, folks, that's the big if, right? If God be for us. God is God for us. Go ahead, Joe.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Amen on that one, brother. Amen on that one.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
All of a sudden, it went from the what's to the who's. Do you notice that? Now we're talking about people. Go ahead.
It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, right. Brother, that is risen again.
Amen.
Who is even at the right hand of God.
Wow. God's right hand man.
Who also maketh intercession for us.
Wow.
Who shall separate?
Hang on, Joe. That's a who. It ain't a what. It ain't a what. It's a who. Go ahead.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or peril, or sword.
Joe, I got to interrupt again, Joe. I'm just sorry, folks. It's the Holy Spirit. Folks, tribulation ain't who. Distress ain't a who. Persecution ain't a who. Famine ain't a who. Folks, the who's are the ones who bring the distress, the persecution, the famine, the nakedness, the peril. You understand that? You make that connection. Who shall separate us? Somebody's trying to separate us. What, through tribulation and distress and persecution. Those are the things that they use to separate us from the love of God. Go ahead, Joe.
As it is written, For thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are...
Joe, in them, Joe, in tribulation, in distress, in persecution, in famine, in nakedness, in all these things. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
Yeah. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Amen.
For I am persuaded
that
neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Notice this again, right? Neither death nor life. See, these come through people. And look at this, angels, principalities, powers. That's what we try to talk about here every day. These are the things that are influencing the world, and we don't get it.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again with gratitude in our hearts, filling us to every cell, our bodies and spirits. Gratitude. We are grateful, Lord, for all you're doing in our lives, especially for all you've done. We are so grateful that we worship the one true God who loved us so that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen. Thank you.
And as I often say, that we really can't comprehend that. But we try, and we are grateful, Lord. And Lord, you know of this event at Sky High this weekend. We ask that you send your protecting angels and
your
guiding hand to protect everybody who's traveling to attend from many parts of this great nation. Keep them safe. Keep their vehicles running. Keep their planes in the air.
Amen.
Keep whatever they're using to function better than normal. Let it be such a smooth trip that everyone knows it was divinely protected. Keep them and their friends and family safe that are with them, and also those that remain home. Let this be an event that everyone will look back at and remember.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be a foundation stone for all who go there. And for some, even a cornerstone, a real solid moment.
Amen.
That will help anchor them in their walk with you, Lord. And I have a trial on Monday morning, Lord. Be with me in that.
Yes, Lord, cover him, Lord Jesus.
You know what's at stake. And you know I haven't done this one before. So please guide me. Guide my tongue. Fill me with the Spirit. And let the justice come out and let the truth prevail, Lord. And we're grateful for communion, Lord. The Bible says, many places that blood is the price for sin. And we are all here. We're condemned to pay that price. But someone came and paid it for us. I said, hey, you just believe in me. You just ask forgiveness for your sins. And I'll pay this ticket. It's hard to fathom, Lord. But it is so. So we know that we here on this call, were meant to be on this call before we were even born. Before we were a twinkle in our dad's eye. And that's also hard to fathom. But if you can count the hairs on our head, and you know us before we're even here, we really can't comprehend how you are aware of our sometimes feeling the obscure lives here. You are aware and you love us, Lord. You are made of love. So we ask that you bless this bread and this drink, representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that you forgive us our sins and our transgressions, Lord, so that we are cleansed in your sight in this holy moment. And we remember that we are not just remembering the moment, which we are commanded to do, but we are also participating in the covenant. We are actively participating in the covenant with this act of communion. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Joe, I want to acknowledge before we take the elements here, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we have really haven't said much about it. Tina Peters is out of jail. Right? Tina Peters is out of jail. We thank you, Lord, that you answer prayer. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, we do. Well, you know, Juan Osabin was really waving that flag and blowing that horn.
Yep.
And so were a lot of others. And we did our part here.
We did. Amen. Amen.
The Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye drink this bread, eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. That's a miracle what we just did there, folks. It's a miracle, taking those elements. We take it lightly. We take it lightly. What Joe just did is far more powerful than anything I might say or you might say. For those of you out there saying, well, let's get on to the show. I know that's going, I feel it, right? It's the most powerful thing we could do, what we just did. Breaking the bread, his body and his blood. Wow. Someday we'll understand all that. Okay, cool. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for getting up. You can go back take a nap now. I'm reading something here. I don't know, Teresa. Teresa asked about whether we're going to go to North Carolina to take clothes and supplies to those who need. Let me, can I make a point? Therese, I'm not yelling at you. Can I not? Okay. Everybody say, Coach, he's not yelling. Coach is going to make a point here. Can I make a point? Okay, can I make a point? Teresa, don't take this personally. I'm trying to show you a mindset, okay? God bless Teresa. She wants to go help the people in North Carolina who still need clothes. Good. Okay, hey, folks, let me ask you something. Why isn't the heart of the church to say, hey, I'm going to go end abortion today. I'm going to go out and I'm going to lay down my life at that abortion. I'm going to end abortion today. Why isn't the heart of the Christian to say, hey, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the school board meeting, and I'm going to stop the teaching of pedophilia and homosexuality in our school. Why isn't, folks, Teresa, I'm not making fun of you. I'm not making fun of you. I could raise a crowd right now. I could get 100 people to go feed people, the poor. I can't get 10 to go to the abortion clinic, hold a sign. Both glorify the Lord, right? Both of those glorify the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. Doing mercy ministry, what I call mercy ministry, is feeding the poor. Oh, that's God bless. Mercy. But what about the prophetic ministry? The same people who wanted, I'm not criticizing, I'm just the same church who wants to feed the poor ignores the slaughter of unborn children. We're supposed to do both. We're supposed to do both. Ray LeBlanc's doing it. Making all kinds of enemies up there in Wausau, probably. Why? Because they want to just hear that sweet, soft gospel. Don't they, Ray? Let's feed. Hey, anybody got any money? We can feed some bread to some people. Yeah, but they're killing babies down the freaking street. And we said, well, I've done that. It's funny, I kind of wanted to talk about that. I'm purging my own soul here a little bit today, right? I can't hardly take the Mercy Ministry Church. I can't hardly stand it anymore. I can't hardly stand it. I put this up, I was supposed to say something, don't remember what it was. All right, I'm in a good mood, okay? I'm in a good mood. Come on, man, get in the friggin' game here. Will you get in the game? Will you get some bloody elbows? Hey, how about going out to church? How about going out to your house today? The Bible says that you're going to be hated of all men. How about going out and making somebody hate you today by telling them the truth? We want to share the love, 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 love. And Jesus says when you share the love, 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 they're going to hate you. Because why? Truth is love. Love is truth. Huh? Can David Arthur, he ain't going to get mad. Can I say, oh, yeah, hell, David, go back into homosexuality. God loves you just the way you are. He made you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Yeah, David, I'll go back into that. Well, that's a freaking lie. Why would I say that to him? If I love David Arthur, I'd say this. Hey, bud, you better watch out. You better watch out because God has mercy. He has mercy on whom he chooses. You better straighten your act up, folks. That's love. Huh?
Amen.
That's love. Not love is, oh, David, God, Jesus loves you so much and you were born that way and there ain't anything you can do about it. I don't know. Well, it feels good, but it ain't the truth. And Ray just put in the chat, Samaritan's Purse is in North Carolina. God bless them. Are they at the abortion clinic? Huh? Is Samaritan Purse standing up and fighting for fair elections? Is Samaritan Purse telling everybody they know to call the senator and congressman and say, we don't want illegals voting in our elections? No, they're not doing that. Why? Because Christianity's become somewhat one-sided. Mercy, mercy, mercy. No judgment. Mercy. Well, who are you to judge, Dave? Who are you? All right, I'm sorry. I'm in a pretty good mood. I'm just worn down, okay? I got some stuff I wanted to get into. I'm going to shut up a minute, and I want to hear from Dave Allison. Here's really what I'd like to do today, if you want to. I appreciate yesterday you let me have almost the entire show. I'd like to hear some testimonies again today. Just little God winks, things that, so people, folks, people are so discouraged, Christians in particular. Christians are so discouraged that we are putting all our hope in Jesus returning so we can get out of here. Ray, would you say amen? Would somebody say amen?
Amen.
Rather than focusing our ministries on what? Expanding the kingdom of God by going and telling them, teaching them to observe all I've commanded you. We find most of our churches are talking about conferences about the end of days. Jesus is right at the door. He's just right at the door. Well, if it's just right at the door, you don't have to do anything because you're soon going to be. Somebody say amen if you know what I'm talking about. Huh? When are you going to go to a workers' conference where when you leave, they give you a duty, something you have to go do, rather than get book bags for kids going to school? It's a war, baby. It's a war. Come on in, Dave Allison. I think it's a war. I didn't sign up to be in the band. I didn't sign up to be in Jesus' band. I signed up to be on a front line fighting a war. I'm sick and tired. Can't find any people. Watch what you say, Coach. Where's the church militant? Where is the church militant? Come on in, Dave.
Well, now take it easy. I'm in the band, but don't discount me. I'd be willing to hit your ear over the head with a guitar if I have to.
I believe that about you, Dave. I do. I believe you. So nothing against the band. I love the band. Nothing against the band.
Yeah. Amen. I thought I'd be of good cheer because, and it's interesting, Teresa brought up North Carolina today because I had over an hour long talk yesterday with Nate on the phone. You know, they're down in North Carolina still doing recovery ministry down there. And he wanted to thank everyone again of Past the Salt Ministry for the contributions they made. He said, you don't understand the impact that we made there. Amen. And but he's not forgotten, and he's reminded people of those who gave. But they're still going on, and they're still. And the good news of it is, the people that are there, left there, are pulling together, and they're slowly rebuilding their communities. But he said it's been a unifying event. He said the community is going to be stronger at the other side of this than they were before the hurricane. And he said those who didn't want to contribute to the community or had weak knees, they're gone.
Yes.
But the people who wanted to hunker down and make a living out of this thing and rebuild, they're pulling together. So it's good. It's not that it's not still hard. And appreciate the, financial contributions can be a sacrifice, no doubt.
It sure can.
But at the end of the day, it's the guys down there to swinging hammers that are really making it happen.
Hey, Dave, let me say this before I forget, right? I just saw, talking about finances, people always ask about finances. Did you guys see this? Did you see the postage stamps going to 82 cents? Anybody else remember when it was 1 cent, 5 cent? 82 cents to mail a letter. So when people are asking for money, it's because everything's going up. Go ahead, Dave. 82 yeah. cents for a stamp. 82 cents.
And we got talking. He said, hey, I've talked to Ray LeBlanc about a month ago, So people here at Past the Salt, and just a call of encouragement to Nate or Kristen is a huge benefit. They really appreciate that, as somebody's thinking about them. So thanks, Coach, for reminding us about Tina Peters. I haven't forgot about that, but we prayed for her there. She's free. Thanks. We need to be reminded of God's faithfulness and God's still working.
Amen. And
also, I want to give a big shout out to Mel today. Today's a special day for Mel. Thanks for letting me share.
Amen. Mel retired. Yeah, we ought to have a big party for Liberty Mel. God bless. We got so many. You'd have to admit this, wouldn't you? I'm not asking you to pat me on the back. This gathering here has really caused some growth in a lot of you, hasn't it? I mean, it really, really has. And I'm sorry I can't keep up with it all the time, and I can't talk about Mel, and I can't talk about Dave, and I can't talk about Randy, and I can't talk. Like right now, I look down here, and our brother, Clay Parker, who hadn't been around a while, just texted me, and he stands in need of prayer. I'm not going to go any more than that. He stands in need of prayer. Folks, look. Somebody get ready. I'm going to have you pray for Clay, okay? Now listen to me. Run to the light. When things are getting you down, quit hunkering down alone. Run to the light. And I say to my wife every day, where are some of the people who left this program? Not why did they leave them, but who are they fellowshipping with? Who are they locking arms with? And the answer is nobody. Because the devil brings discouragement. He brings discouragement, makes you feel isolated, makes you feel alone. And the next thing you know, you're sitting around and you ain't got no support group around you at all. I'm going to wait a minute. I want to hear somebody say amen, because that happens over and over and over again. People are getting beat up from the devil because why? They ran to the darkness rather than to the light. I'm going to tell you
amen.
Something. There's light here at Coach Dave Live. There's light here, baby. There's light here. And if you're disconnecting because you got butt hurt or something like that, dude, the devil is playing you for a damn fool. If I was you and you're going through it, I'd play Coach Dave Live reruns 24 hours a day. Let the spirit of encouragement come inside you. The power of Christ dwell in you rather than listening to the devil telling you you better just get away from there. Huh? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you this. The devil loves the lone sheep. Oh, God. You're going to get eaten up, baby. Go for it. You may feel better, but you ain't advancing the kingdom. All right, I'll shut up. Come on, Dave. David Arthur. No, hang on. Hey, David, I'm sorry. Who's going to pray? Who says, Coach, I'm going to pray for Clay right now? I don't even know what it is. But, hey, Clay, if you're listening right now, I've noticed the pullback. I noticed the pullback. And we'll say it again. Damn it. Run to the light.
Hey, Coach, I will.
Go ahead. Thanks, Lauren.
Father.
Lauren, before you start.
Yes, sir.
There are more of you out there in that same situation. The draw of the darkness is so strong sometimes.
100%.
It's spiritual. It's spiritual oppression. Run
in isolation.
To the light. Run to the light. The light's here. Run to it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The enemy wants to isolate everyone.
That's right.
You're in your isolation, it's kind of like addiction.
Yep.
Well, it is an addiction being running to isolation because you think you can only depend upon yourself.
Amen.
And the trauma that the church has caused to reach out and being vulnerable. Yep. And then it gets used against you.
Amen.
So I know how to pray about that. So, Father, together we come. We're not alone. We're not isolated. And you put together a team. And we may only be a few. But I have to believe with all of my heart that when you look down at this team, the coaching tree, the weight room, the personal trainers, on the field, watching films. We're all your athletes in some form or another with different tasks. And Lord God, we will hear, well done, good and faithful servant. We're not going to hear from you, Father, or from you, Jesus, depart from me. I never knew you, worker of iniquity. And didn't I do this in your name? And didn't I do that in your name? Yet I wouldn't show up when you called me to show up when it was rough and being asked to walk into the lion's den. And Clay, right now, Father, my heart breaks for him with the heaviness that you have on my heart. And if he's listening, Almighty God, right now, let him know he's not bearing this burden alone and that Satan is a liar, that he's isolated and he's alone, because he's not. You know what he needs. And you are a Father who does not give him serpents or stones. You give abundance of love and mercy and a spirit, Lord God, of love and a sound mind. And Satan can roar and deceive as much as he wants. But the truth is your word. And when it's given to your kids who can speak life and not condemn or judge because they're walking in their own righteousness instead of yours, Jesus, we ask you to forgive them. But we ask you to meet every single one need that Clay has. That you will wash over him with the Holy Spirit's comfort. And he will know that he knows that he knows that you've got him. And we may be scattered all over this nation and all over this world as people are listening, Almighty God, and whatever infiltrators and FBI and CIA and DOD that are listening right now, Lord, I ask you to touch their hearts. I ask you to give them a changed mind, because it is your word that's going forth. That we have a coach and an assistant coach and his wife. Lord God, had coaches, Lord, that bear the burden of the call and of the anointing. And those who are jealous of that anointing, Almighty God, they don't understand the cost of the anointing.
Amen.
And being pressed so heavily. So we ask you, Lord, to go forth and just meet Clay and his family. And right now he knows that he's safe and he's protected and he's not isolated, and that healing comes when we come together, and that he has men like Coach to speak truth and love and comfort, Almighty God. Mm-hmm. And that for this weekend, Almighty God, your arm is not too short to save, and that you will protect every single person going and coming back from the event, Lord God, that you will create such a bond. You will knit hearts together like you knitted David and Jonathan's hearts together. And Satan cannot cut that cord. Satan cannot do it. He's a mocker of you. He mocks you all the time. Your place of safety and a home and a family, Lord God, has been just attacked. And trauma has set in, and the identity of trauma. And Jesus, you are not for sale. You are not for sale. The church has become a marketplace, and how they can, Lord God, just sell Jesus and market you and brand you. And whatever their brand of Jesus is, that's what they think they can have. But here on this team, with this head coach and his assistant coach that wipes his tears in the middle of the night, and when he wipes her tears in the middle of the night because his battle buddy's heart is so heavy and his family is attacked, Lord God, we thank you for protecting them. We thank you for the angels that are set charge over this event. We thank you, Almighty God, that you hold this team together in such a way, Lord God, to be equipped, to be sent out onto the field, to battle for you. And at the end of the day, you kick that final field goal. And the kicker is, and that person is so important. They're just so important. That safety is so important. That's just one play, but it's a play that wins in the end. We Amen. Know that you will protect Almighty God, Coach and his family after this event, because we will not forget. They are not isolated. They are not isolated. They are protected in the palm of your hand, Almighty God. And Satan, you have been warned, and you have been put on notice, hands off. In the mighty name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus protects Coach and his family and every person who's coming. For Fitz and David Arthur and Claudine and Betty, Michelle, Coach, and for the youngest person represented in this huddle, Almighty God, from the oldest Amen. To the youngest, they're protected.
Amen.
Underneath the shadow of your wings. And Jesus Christ, the shadow of the cross, protected us, made us family, paid the price for our adoption, because you are truth. And your word lives and breathes inside of us and reveals the grace in your mercy. So Almighty God, do your thing. And we praise you for what you're going to do with Clay, for what you're going to do with Coach and Michelle, and how they are going to grow, and how their family is going to be so much more edified. And at this huddle, Lord God, when they all come together and the films are shared and everybody's there, they are going to feel so energized and protected, because you showed up. because Jesus, this isn't Coach's event. This is not Michelle's event, Lord God. This is your event. This is to glorify you, to bring you glory. And you know what that happens? Is when you're sharing a meal, when you're talking about what you learned, when you're laughing and crying, when you're throwing bags, and you finally get that airmail that you've been praying for, lands right dead center in that hole. When you kick the field goal, when you pull a safety, and Lord God, thank you for giving Coach and Michelle a playbook that comes directly from the throne room in the courts of heaven.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you for pulling people together that would never have been picked for the team. They're always the last ones picked. But to you, they're the first ones picked. And they may be your quarterback, or they may be a second string. But it's just to wait for such a time as this. So Almighty God, we thank you that your left arm embraces us, your right arm comes around us, and you're hugging clay right now. But Lord God, I thank you that you introduced me to Claudine, all because of one small thing, that I got to be introduced to this huddle. And I may be in the snake pit in the center of this nation, but you know what, Lord God? I got snake killers around me.
Amen.
That will battle for me. And this single mom is not alone. And my daughter has benefited. And the message for this weekend is hope. You are a Amen. Living hope. You are not a dead hope.
Amen.
You're active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for the new playbook that Coach is getting, that will be executed. And may we give you the glory and the honor and the praise that is due your name. And Jesus, we love you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Laura. Laura Ann. Hey, real quickly, coming off of that, Lord just kind of prompted me here. I'll get into this here in a second. I was talking to Michelle about this yesterday. You know, Jesus went after the lone wolf or the lone sheep. He went after the lone sheep. And you guys know, and I know, people who used to be here every day, and they're not here anymore. And I asked the same question. In fact, I'm going to write a commentary about it. We're under the light. Some of you, do me a favor. Email, call some of these people, say, are you doing okay? Are you doing, where are you? Are you okay? Who are you fellowshipping with? Are you doing okay? I'd ask some of you to, you know who they are. Lord's putting it on your heart right now. Where are they? Not that they have to come and be part of our church. That's not what I'm talking about. But the encouragement that they get from one another, rubbing shoulders, run to the light. And I would just say to some of you out there, some of you right now, you're prompted right now. You know who I'm talking about. You call that person. Say, you doing okay? You doing okay? I'm worried about you. You're not around anymore. And why are they not around? Well, they got butthurt about this. They didn't like this theology. They didn't like that. Whatever. Okay, cool. Are you fellowshipping with somebody? Is somebody encouraging you every day? Or have you just fallen down and you can't get up? Hey, folks, we need a lot of personal evangelism with people who used to be in here. I can name 15 off the top of my head. I'm not butthurt. Who are they fellowshipping with? Who are they with? And you're going to find out that they probably ain't worth with anybody. And they're the lone wolf. So I would just encourage you to do evangelism of those who used to be worth it. It's not like I get a $10 fee for everybody comes here. It's not like I'm trying to market and get my numbers up so I get better advertising. I care about people. They were here, they're gone. Where are they? Where are they? I can promise you this, probably alone. Probably alone. Because the devil loves the lone sheep, man. Oh, boy, oh, boy. David Arthur, come on in.
He does
man,
love about, the lone sheep.
We're about sheep. Out of time. We're about out of time already. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Coach, you can do both. You can do mercy ministry and prophetic ministry. You can do both. You can go out and feed homeless. Listen, and deliver them and pray with them and tell them the truth and get them to stand up against wickedness. You can do that. I'm doing it. It works. I have to tell you a quick testimony. You know, I've been against Narcan for years because I felt like it was just enabling people to keep doing whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. And last week, Friday, I Narcan somebody for the first time.
Explain David. Explain Narcan. Explain Narcan.
So Narcan is a mist that you spray up somebody's nozzles up to their nose, and it stops the fentanyl from the inhibitors or something to the brain. It like gives them an increase in adrenaline, and it brings them out of an overdose.
Okay,
and so I called out to the guy. I was giving out popsicles and waters because it was like 99 degrees. And he didn't budge. I walked over. His lips were blue. Ran back to the car, grabbed the Narcan, ran over. I Narcan'd him, called 911. And he came out of it as the EMTs were arriving. And he refused to go to the hospital. He refused care. And the EMT said to him, you know, that man right there revived you. And he said, yes, yeah, so, and he walked away. And at first I was like, that ungrateful little bastard, right? But then guess what? Then it hit me when I got in the car. It really hit me that one, he's got another chance. But it's bigger than that. Because life won and death lost. So whatever fentanyl is doing to these addicts, we have a tool that can counteract that fentanyl. And I know a lot of people don't agree with it. They feel like junkies and drunks should just be let to, you know, at their own whatever. But I met a man the next day. He's not even 30 years old yet. And he was at the church. And he's getting clean. And he told me he was Narcan'd 21 times.
Wow.
And he's not even 30 years old, but he had another chance and he made the right choice and he surrendered to the Christ and now he's clean and now he's seeking the Lord. So for whatever it's worth, exactly. You know, I think we have to get our thoughts and feelings out of the picture.
I think so.
Whenever I'm on the road, like I am right now, I noticed there's a spirit of rebellion everywhere. And then I was reading 1 Samuel this morning. And the word equates rebellion with sorcery, with witchcraft, with the occult.
That's right.
And that's what it is. We're talking about all the demons. No, we're talking about these are principalities. These are much greater than just demons. These principalities that are in control, this is the occult, this is the rebellion that we're experiencing. There's a spirit of rebellion, and unless we start recognizing it, and the church has to put deliverance back into discipleship, because they have destroyed discipleship by removing deliverance. They're not allowing these people to become free.
Amen.
And maybe that's part of the plan, but I just wanted to put my two cents out there before I lose my signal again. So thank you. And I'll see y'all tonight.
Amen. 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 Boy, I got some stuff I could say. I could say, Kevin, go ahead, Kevin, come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Kevin, you there?
I didn't realize I had my hand up.
Okay, Jeff, come on in.
Coach, just a little side thing after David spoke. For just thinking about people that might be here locally somewhere, if they can't get down there Sunday morning to your event, if they go Saturday and can't go Sunday, David has got the opportunity to speak at Pastor Rogers' church here in Mount Vernon, and they're holding it at Riverside Park outside. So he gets to speak Sunday morning. So there, we got a few locals here that aren't coming down for this weekend, but I've told them, I said, well, come down to the park then. So Sunday morning at Riverside Park, if you're locals.
All right. Good. Thanks, Jeff. Let me throw this out there real quickly. the schedule. People say, what's the schedule? What's going on? Okay, so listen, let me make it as clear as I can make it. If you can't make it Friday night, Friday night's going to be pretty much fellowship, really. It'll be fellowship. We'll have a little bit of a program. Fritz will do a little bit of an introduction, but it's going to be fellowship. Come and rub arms. You say, but coach, I can't make it Friday. Well, okay, it's okay if you can't make it Friday. Saturday morning, we're going to do it beginning at 9 o'clock. We're going to do a teaching. Get breakfast at your hotel. We don't have breakfast for you. We have lunch for you. So Saturday morning, Fritz is going to do a little bit of a teaching, going to explain what's going on, show us how the mounds, yada, yada, yada. Then after lunch, we're going to go. We're going to go for a couple, 3 hours out to the mounds. Let you see what it is he's talking about. And then we're going to come back and we'll do a debriefing and more fellowship and more fun. The whole idea of this gathering is for us to get together, one another. We see each other here on the screen. Let's get together, look each other in the eye. It's fellowship. It ain't about Fritz. Fritz is bringing a program that we're going to all take part in, but it's about fellowship. And there's going to be plenty of time to fellowship. That's what I want you to know. So it's not going to be sitting in the classroom all day here and stuff. Fritz going to make a presentation. We're going to go see some of those things. Then we're going to eat, drink, and be merry and have a good time together. That's what it's about. Okay. So you say, coach, well, I can only make it on Saturday. Okay. Well, come on Saturday then. Come on Saturday. I get somebody bitched because $25 for a meal ticket. Dudes, we're feeding you. It just amazes me. I took a guy, it doesn't matter. I took a guy out to a place to eat 2 days ago and I didn't eat anything. And he ordered what would be a normal thing to eat. And I drank water. Wasn't poor. I just drank water. I didn't feel like eating. It was $37. So I get the money thing. I get how expensive the world is. Hey, what did I say for postage stamp? 82 cents to mail a friggin' letter? I get it. But folks, I'm going to tell you, you looking at me? Some of you need some spiritual nourishment, and you can stay home and count your dollars if you want to, or you can run to the light. It's up to you. James, come on in. James Thomas, you there?
Yeah, good morning, brother.
Are you coming?
Yeah, we're coming. Yeah, we'll be leaving here probably after the huddle here.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
We'll be staying over there and eat. Kind of like that song, what you're kind of just saying by Joseph Garlick, that knowing you, Jesus. It's me knowing the Jesus in Dave and the Dave and Cherries and the Chads. It's Jesus in me fellowshipping with Jesus in you.
Amen, buddy. Amen.
Right? It really is. But this,
you're gonna make a lot. You're gonna make some lifelong friends. You understand that, James? You're gonna bump into some people.
Well, I already got lifelong friends. I mean, I feel like I could. You know, I mean, we've had our little bouts and stuff, but I feel like I could go down to Chad's and fellowship with him. It's just, you know, it's a network of growing things. But that being said, for those who are going. This is something I think the Holy Spirit wants us not necessarily worry about, but there's a new strain of some parasite that they're throwing out there. So take your ivermectin and a little bit of ivermectin and just throw it in. You get yourself up, and that way, you know, nobody really gets. I don't really worry about this stuff. You know, for me to be absent from the body is to be present with
stuff. Amen. Yeah, amen.
You know. It doesn't affect me, what goes on in this world. So
that's right.
It'll be exciting to see you guys.
It'll be fun. And hey, listen, I want to make sure that we understand. Thanks, James. I want to make sure, folks, that you understand this. This is not, you're not going to be here all day sitting in a class. We're outside under a tent. The tent's already up, but it's going to be fellowship.
So I guess another question. Do you have the chairs? Do I bring the chair?
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Yeah, bring a chair. If you can, okay. We have plenty of chairs. Folks, we have those metal fold chairs. If you want to bring a lawn chair, you know, one of those big pillow chairs you sit in, bring it. Bring it. You can sit in that thing.
I can't bring my recliner, brother.
You know, we'll stick you clear in the back corner. But yeah, you can bring it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So bring a chair. Folks, come on, man. I'm telling you, You're gonna love it. The mound part of it. See, if you're thinking I want to go, I don't care about those mounds. Okay, but it's the fellowship. Those have been here understand, right? And as I look, we're almost out of time here. Come on, man, reach out to some folks that aren't here. Don't invite them to the. It doesn't matter if they come to the huddle. Don't, folks. Offense. You're talking to me. I'm talking to all of us. Why do you get so easily offended? And I want you to ask yourself this. I wonder if I've offended the Lord. I was thinking about that when we were doing communion. And afterwards when it was explaining the blood of Jesus and wow, what he did, dying. And I have the right to be offended after what he did. I have the right to be offended. I have the right to be angry with my brother. You kidding me? You mean to tell me you stop fellowshipping because you're mad at Clay or you're mad at Randy or you're mad at Joe and you don't agree with Tim's philosophy and you don't have, are you kidding me? But hey, that's it, is it not? Is it not? Jesus Christ himself was known as the rock of offense. Google that, Spencer. They don't believe me. The rock of offense. And he told us, offenses shall come, baby. Huh? You going to walk this Christian walk? Oh, you better get ready. You're going to get a bloody nose, a stone, a stumbling block, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Some of you are off target because you got offended. Somebody said the wrong thing. Somebody didn't agree with your theology. Somebody didn't. Why? It didn't matter what it is. It didn't matter what it is. Well, he's coaching. He's talking about that. Yeah, okay. Go ahead and swallow that. I'm going to tell you again. You better run to the light, baby. You better run to the light. And you may not like the light that's here. But if you get in here, you'll find some light that's going to encourage you. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to build you up. And some of you just flounder. No. The people I'm talking to aren't listening, but they need to hear from you. They need to hear. I'm not going to name them by name. I can name 20 right now. And I don't care if they're watching here. I want to know this. Who are you connected with? Who are you connected with? You connected? Okay. You doing all right? Doing all right? I got another call yet. No email yesterday from somebody. I'm not going to say who it is. From somebody. I haven't heard from him in 2.5 years. And what do you think? They needed some prayer. Now, you know what I wanted to say? Where you been? That's what the Savior's all about, isn't it? You can always go back. You can always come back. You can always come home. And I'm not saying this is home, but the same question. Who are you hanging out with? Oh, you don't like to listen to Coach Dave live because he supports Trump and you don't? Oh, okay, good. Go on then. Go ahead. Go. Oh, you don't like to hang out with Coach Dave because he doesn't like Israel? Okay, well, go. Get on out. That is divide and conquer by the enemy. So you can come in here every day and agree with some of it and not agree with some of it. Can we still be friends? Or do I have to be, I don't have to be your twin to be your brother. Mel said, who are you hanging out with? Is that what you said, Mel? Whatever it was is a good line. Let me find that again. Click right here. You are who you hang out with. Huh? You are who you hang out with. I got to run. A lot to do. Pray. I'm worn out. I'm worn down. It's all good, though. It's a labor of love. And please pray for us. Pray for the event. Pray for my wife. I can't tell you. How many meals she's cooked, how many, I'm just telling you, what a wonderful, wonderful gift Michelle Dobbenmeyer has been to my life and to our family and behind the scenes even to you. So great weekend ahead, a lot to do. Pray for us. See you on Monday.